nature all around us, proven yet again, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, a group of friends out disc golfing saw an amazing sight. An osprey was flying over with a fish in its talons.
Did it have large talons?
Yes, it had very large talons. And so they all, of course, stopped what they were doing in the middle of a heated disc golf match, looked up, saw it, and were stunned. Some blackbirds apparently came out and knocked the fish out of the talons of the osprey. It's really incredible. Here's one of the three telling the story.
We were on hole 11, and everybody just kind of looked up and saw, you know, the osprey with, and it had a fish in its hands, and we were like, oh, this is interesting. You know, it's cool just to see nature, and that's what disc golf, like, a lot of those courses are more natural, you know, than, say, a regular golf course.
I had Biggie put some James Taylor music behind it.
In my mind, yeah. I've gone to Carolina.
I like the story, but I want it jazzed up a little.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. I said, let's go with a little James Taylor instrumental.
Now, I don't know much about disc golf. I know the people who do it are passionate. But do you think at any point somebody said, am I really high, or did a bird just knock a fish out of a bird's hand?
Well,
please tell me someone else saw that.
Very interesting. The one gentleman who was being recorded here and giving his account of it said, my three friends would not go on camera, but I can tell you what happened, man. Uh-huh. And that's when they were looking and saw the other bird.
You know, seeing that, you look up and there was two crows, two blackbirds that were just, they came out of nowhere and, you know, ran into him. They went to the trees and then dropped his lunch.
So the fish comes down. Now here's the real twist to it. The four of them say, let's go see the fish. They want to go see it. And it
nobody behind them waiting to tee off.
Guess not.
Yeah. You can play through.
Rate of play.
No. They say, let's go take a look at this fish that the osprey dropped. It's fascinating. There's nature all around them. You don't even realize. So they go over to it, and it turns out not to be just any old fish. It's a baby hammerhead shark.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, it's true. I saw a picture of one of the other guys who refused to go on camera holding the hammerhead shark.
By the tile?
Yeah, by the probably 2 feet long, I would say, something
wow.
like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Either I'm too high or that's a shark.
It was a baby hammerhead shark. So they
was it still writhing or was it long dead?
Okay. They deduced that the osprey had been on a pier. They were only a couple of minutes from the ocean by car. Had gotten into the ocean, of course, and captured the hammerhead, bringing it back to its nest when two blackbirds knocked it out in fighting over the shark. It was still alive. So,
what do you do?
The question became, what do we do? We have the answer.
And so we walked over to see what he had dropped, and there it was. It was a little baby hammerhead shark. And we basically took our pictures and talked about it, and we, you know, considered it, because it's only probably like the ocean is probably only half a mile away from where we were standing, and we were like, hey, if we get in our car now, we can get this thing to the ocean in a couple of minutes. And we were like, nah, this thing's not gonna make it.
So they left it out there. They did not try. I would have driven it back to the ocean and tried to put it back in the water. I would have.
Where would you have put it while driving?
Back seat. Mm-hmm. I would have put it in the back seat of the car.
Cup holder
of the car.
Cup holder.
Something. I don't know. Glove box, whatever it might be.
Sure.
And
hold it out the window, maybe.
Exactly.
Or at arm's length.
Or if you happen to have a cooler, you could put it in there and maybe even some water, you know, to get it back into the water, although it's fresh water.
Yeah.
That would kill. I don't know if that would kill it instantly or not.
Well, better than air, maybe. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, but, I mean, it'd been out of water for
a time.
Minutes.
Yeah, I know. So you got to race it back over there and then throw it into the. And see, my vision of that would be then 10 years later.
The happy hammerhead mom is waiting.
Exactly. And 10 years later, I'm in the water swimming, and a shark comes up to bite me and stops at the
last.
And says, whoa.
He's one of the good ones.
That's it would be
he threw daddy back.
It would be the one.
One day, he was stoned as hell playing disc golf.
and he saved me.
Yes. That wouldn't that be how the story would be written? You're in there and it's the same shark or same family of sharks, and
they
don't bite you because you're up there. You're the one that has saved him.
Mm.
I tell you, now that's an upsetting story. We had a creature pass.
It's the circle of life.
That's what they said.
The osprey didn't get its meal.
That's what they said. It's a circle of life.
Nobody got the fish.
They were hoping that something would come along later and make it a meal.
Although, you know, if it's dead, then you have birds that eat dead stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So that's what they said. They left it. They played it as it lied. You know, that's what they did.
Did they say some words over it?
They did.
We who are gack to the gills. Command your spirit to the earth, O mighty hammerhead.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Sure. So, I mean, I guess they did okay. You know, they did the best they could.
Now, they did nothing.
They took pictures.
And thought about it.
Actually, if they hadn't taken pictures, maybe they could have rushed it back. You know,
well, how far can you throw a 2-foot hammerhead?
They would have had to get in the car. There's nothing else. They would have had to get in the car and get back to the ocean somehow and then walk across the sand, find some parking. Walk across the sand and then put it in there.
Do you have the app? No. Scan the QR code.
It would have been difficult.
I'm a little surprised the osprey didn't come back for it.
Yeah, I guess not.
I think some animals only eat live prey, so if they didn't pull it out of the ocean, maybe they can't eat it or won't.
Maybe. It's incredible to see those things. I mean, they're built for grabbing stuff out of the ocean, and they have, I guess, piercing eyesight, where they could see the shark down there and get it. Really incredible. And this is more upsetting, honestly. From Ann Arbor, Michigan, there's a park there called Leslie Park Golf Course. And a family...
Standard golf or a disc?
Regular. Regulation golf. And there's a park built around the golf course where a lot of people apparently go and walk. And there's a stream running through it and different bodies of water, ponds and lakes and such. And apparently a family of beavers had built their dam near the entrance where one of the creeks rolls through there. And so everybody seemed to like seeing the beavers and everything, and you'd go past it. And again, there's nature all around you. But the decision was made by the city of Ann Arbor, Michigan, that the beavers had to be removed because they were causing problems with backing up the water. Mm-hmm. You know, the dam had been built, and the water supplies other things, and so it was causing problems. Basically, the decision they made has not set well with a lot of folks from Ann Arbor. We have their story next. James, you're talking about ospreys now, and the one that took up with this hammerhead shark. Go ahead.
Well, this is not a hammerhead shark, but I was on Bait Lake up at the dam years ago, and a osprey had dove down and caught a shad or a bass or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was flying around, and an eagle was in the air with it. Harassed the osprey enough to make him drop the fish, and the eagle closed its wings midair, dove and caught it in the air and took the fish from the osprey.
Whoa. Wow.
And we were on the water in the boats, and one of the guys with me had his brand new camera and didn't even take a picture or video or anything.
We were
just so mesmerized.
Pretty unbelievable.
Cool.
Nature is all around you.
It sounds like, you can't really make blanket statements, but it sounds like the ospreys are easily bullied.
I think that's what happens. The osprey will get
the big prey,
and then something else will come along and smack it.
They're jumpy.
Yeah, that's right.
They're like lunchroom bullies. They're always the victim.
That's right. Thank you, James.
Give me your lunch money.
Right.
Well, no.
I'll tell you, I learned recently by watching that documentary with Tom Hanks.
The Americas?
The Americas, which is terrific. There was an eagle, and it was trying to get fish, and it could, but then it would drop back into the water and everything. And another bird that was built for getting fish got one, and the eagle had to go knock it off in midair to take its food. That's what it does. You know, it basically gets it by stealing from the other
bullies.
Yeah, that's what those eagles do. It's unbelievable. This for the Ann Arbor story is going to really sit with you all day.
They didn't dynamite the dam, did they?
No, but they removed the beavers and euthanized every member of the beaver family. 5 beavers in all.
Ward, June.
All of them. Yes.
Wally.
Yes.
Theodore.
Yes. They all were euthanized. So what the local news in Ann Arbor did was go to the parking lot of the park and golf course, and as people got out of their cars, said, they just killed five beavers here. How does that
react?
How does that make you feel?
My initial response is they should have tried other things first.
That's a Chris Kelly response.
Exactly. Then some were more upset.
That's terrible.
She just got out of her car. She was holding onto her car door, and they were like, they just killed five beavers right there.
Hey, did you hear they killed the beavers?
Huh? What? What beavers?
Can we put you on TV? What's your name?
Those beavers that live right there, they're all dead.
They could have just relocated them. They didn't have to kill them.
That's what I was thinking.
You're Mr. Relocate.
I want a relocation. Yeah. I mean, why not? But apparently in the statute for the county up in Michigan, Washtenaw, they can kill beavers, foxes, rodents of all kinds, raccoons. If it gets in the way of humans, they can kill them. And they're
kind of at pest level.
Yep. That's what the beavers are.
I feel like there could have been a more humane way of handling that, getting people in and, removing them and putting them somewhere better that they could actually thrive, not just outright killing them.
Exactly. Yeah.
But beavers got to build dams.
But can't you put
them? Birds got to swim. Birds got to fly.
Put them deep in the woods somewhere. Let them build a dam, you know? Not right there in the park. Anyway. The children would laugh at them and play.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's terrible.
I definitely would advocate for any solution that doesn't involve euthanizing animals.
Great news for all of the citizens of Ann Arbor. They're long dead.
Oh, they are. They are long dead.
We're having beaver fricassee down at the VFW tonight.
Yes. Yes. I'm upset. If I were the University of Michigan football team, I'd put a little beaver on my, with a black mark on the shoulder pads this year.
Make them Harambe style?
Yeah, yes, so that you would know. I thought that was just awful when I saw that. And everybody there, of course, had the same reaction. I especially loved
beaver.
Yeah. But I loved how they'd get them, just getting out of their car. You hear about the beavers?
What do you mean?
They're all dead. They killed them.
That's terrible.
That's my reaction to it. These people are still holding on to their car doors. They're like, huh? What? There's a family
of beavers. My kids are here.
A family of beavers that lived right there. They're mutilated. They're gone. And they kept showing them, swimming around, filed beaver footage.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible. Yeah. Really awful.